It's time for the weekly PolitiFact Virginia report on WCVE Public Radio. And we're joined again this morning by Sean Gorman and Jacob Geiger, two reporters for the PolitiFact Virginia fact-checking unit at the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Sean, let's start with you this morning.
Okay.
I want to ask you about one of the recent items involving a statement by the NARAL Pro-Choice Virginia organization. They said that Virginia spends $400,000 on abstinence programs while losing $2.5 million in federal funds due to what they say is Governor Bob McDonnell's political agenda. You checked the facts on that. What did you find?
Well, the $400,000 figure NARAL cites is a reference to state money Virginia pays to take part in a federal grant that provides money for abstinence-only education. Back in September, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announced it was awarding Virginia a roughly $890,000 federal grant for abstinence-only education. And that grant requires matching non-federal funds that can come from a variety of sources, such as state coffers, in-kind donations, and private funding. Now, under McDonnell, Virginia has set aside just over $380,000 to match that federal grant. So NARAL is correct that the Commonwealth spent approximately $400,000 to pay for abstinence-only education. Now, although the governor last year sought and received the abstinence-only grant, he did not apply for a second federal grant that provides money for comprehensive sex education that teaches teenagers about contraception and abstinence. Now, that comprehensive sex education grant, which does not require any matching money, awards federal funds based on the number of 10 to 19-year-olds living in a state. Now, the potential grant award to Virginia was nearly $2.6 million for the 2010 and 2011 fiscal years. That's close to the $2.5 million that NARAL cites, but the group is actually understating its case. This is a five-year grant, and states like Virginia that did not apply for the funding in 2010 and 2011 are ineligible to receive funding allotments for the 2012 to 2014 fiscal years. So the amount that Virginia did not get by not applying for the grant is much more than the $2.5 million. But we didn't penalize NARAL for understating its case. We rated their statement true.
Bring up a true on the truthometer. Okay. Thanks, Sean. Now let's turn to Jacob Geiger to tell us about three items that appeared on the PolitiFact Virginia column in recent days. Jacob, the Republican Party of Virginia made a claim that Phil Puckett, who's a state legislator, a Democrat, voted no on sending the EPA a message that they've gone too far, not once, but twice. That's in the words of the Republican Party of Virginia. So, when you checked it out, what did you find?
This attack comes on the heels of warnings from American Electric Power, which is one of the nation's biggest utility companies, that new air quality rules from the EPA could force the company to shut down about 20 coal-fired power plants, leading to hundreds of employees losing their jobs. And now AEP has a subsidiary, Appalachian Power, that's big in Southwest Virginia. And the GOP here in Virginia points to two pieces of legislation from this year's General Assembly session, one in the House, one in the Senate. Now, when we looked at the measures, though, we didn't find any mention of the EPA or of coal. Those measures, those bills, were for the so-called repeal amendment that were killed in the Democratic-controlled state Senate. The bills would have worked to pass a constitutional amendment that would nullify state or federal, I'm sorry, would nullify federal laws if two-thirds of all state legislatures in America voted to oppose a federal law. Now, the state GOP says the intent of the repeal amendment is to alert Washington it's encroaching on state rights. But that sure sounds different from the party's claim that the amendment's purpose was to, quote, send the EPA a message that they've gone too far in regulating the coal industry. Now, here's the next problem. Puckett did not vote against the resolution twice, or even once. It got killed in a committee that he isn't even a member of. A GOP spokesman conceded that to us, but he said the Democrat, quote, did everything he could to prevent it from being brought to the floor. However, he didn't provide us any evidence that could back that up. Now, here's the real kicker. Puckett actually sponsored a resolution this year that urged Congress to stop the same type of environmental regulations that the state GOP says he is supporting. And here's the reality. The repeal amendment, which the Republicans are using as a basis for the claim, has no ties to the EPA or coal. It could just as easily apply to any federal law or regulation, from health care reform to playground safety requirements. And Puckett didn't vote twice against them. He didn't vote on them at all. He actually introduced a resolution seeking to achieve the goal the GOP says he opposes. All in all, this is a pretty absurd claim, and it earns our worst rating, pants on fire.
Not only false, but recklessly, or as you say, absurdly false in this case. Right. Okay, Jacob, another article was about a George Allen statement. Again, George Allen running for the Senate to get his old Senate seat back. He's running for the Republican nomination in next year's primary. He made a comment about subsidies for ethanol production. And this was a test of whether he had made a flip-flop or not, not whether it was true or false necessarily. But what did you rate him on the truth-o-meter on that?
Well,
first of all,
headlines.
Tell us what he said.
That's right. On, yep. On the flop-o-meter, Allen has made headlines as far back as 2005 when he voted for a bill in the Senate that helped the ethanol industry by mandating greater use of biofuel in the production of gasoline. Now, the story at the time first showed up in the Des Moines Register out in Iowa, which noticed that Allen used to be a vote against the ethanol industry. That change in 2005 came as he was mulling a possible run for president. It was at the same time as he was running for re-election to the Senate. Now let's fast forward to this year. The Senate earlier this month passed a bill that would end tax credits for ethanol refiners as well as tariffs on imported ethanol. Ending these would save the U.S. $6 billion a year. Allen applauded the legislation, though it still faces a tough road through Congress, and he said he has long maintained that our biofuels mandate have become unrealistic and are driving up the cost of our food and feed. Allen's press secretary said the candidate stopped supporting ethanol subsidies in 2007 when Congress decided to dramatically increase production of the biofuel from a goal of 8 billion gallons a year to a new target of 36 billion gallons a year. So the candidate says he has some solid reasons for changing his position, but everyone agrees that a change has occurred, so we rated this a full flop.
Full flop on the flip-flop meter. All right, and one final item, a statement put out by the National Republican Senatorial Committee. Quote, President Obama and liberal former DNC Chairman Tim Kaine's $787 billion stimulus failed to create jobs, unquote. What'd you find?
A spokesman for the Republican group said the statement is based on Kaine's assurances back in February 2009 that the stimulus would save or create 3 million jobs. Now, the Republicans note that unemployment is now at 9.1% and has been above 8% for 28 months in a row. But the press release didn't say anything about 3 million jobs. It just said the stimulus failed to create jobs. So that's what we went to check up on. And we've looked into this before. Eric Cantor got a false last month for saying the stimulus, quote, failed to get people back to work. Let's review some of the evidence from then. Virginia's reported 11,446 full-time jobs funded by the stimulus funds, contracts, grants, and loans. Most of the jobs were in downtown Richmond because of money flowing to the state government to help it balance budgets from 2009 to 2011. Now, that number may paint a slightly exaggerated picture because the state parceled much of the money out to localities to support school systems. A spokesman for the state's education department said that school divisions have saved about 5,700 jobs and created roughly another 900 using stimulus money. Nationally, we found five projections from inside and outside the government on the impact of the stimulus. The lowest estimate was about 1.3 million jobs saved or created. The highest was 3.6 million, and the median or middle ground was about 2.5 million jobs saved or created. So when the GOP says the stimulus failed to create jobs, it is wrong, and we rate this claim false.
And you had already rated Cantor false for making the same claim, and yet the committee repeated that statement.
That's right. It's one that's been repeated pretty frequently recently.
Okay. Time's up for this time, fellows. So thanks a lot, PolitiFact Virginia reporters Jacob Geiger and Sean Gorman.
Thanks again.